Hello guys, welcome to another episode. Welcome to another podcast. Now today is Friday, Feel Good Friday, and I wanna talk about feeling good basically. Alright, so I wanna talk about doing things for yourself and not to be a people pleaser. You know, because I know that it's sometimes very hard, you know, to actually do stuff and not giving a shit about anything. And you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to just be free and not to care. Alright, I definitely know that it's hard, because I sometimes, you know, I was at a point where I have to do this to look good, because I don't want he or she to say that I am this or that she think XYZ thing that about me. So basically, more I say, live for yourself, don't live for people, basically. So you know, sometimes you find yourself pulled between what you want to do or what you want for yourself and what others want for you. And then you feel like you're afraid to be a true self or afraid to share your real thoughts. And you end up caring too much about what other people think. Alright, so from childhood, a lot of us begin our lives, you know, learning to live for our parents' approval, you know, and the approval of other persons around us, like our friends, or teachers, or the society in general. Because, I mean, like, we would do our work in school, in class, and we'd hurry up just to show the teacher what we have so far and finish. Well, I personally used to do that. Show the teacher my book and say, hey, am I getting this right? Teacher, look here and whatever. I'm writing needs. And she said, oh, yes, Josiah. Yes, Josiah. And, you know, that approval, basically. You know, even though we must learn to love ourselves and find the love within us, you know, it's a part of life to actually understand or try to understand what people think, or giving a little care. Because if you're in like the entrepreneurial industry, you know, where you have customer service, and what people think plays a critical role in, you know, this spoon operation of your organization. But you know, living for yourself means living the life that you want for yourself, regardless of the opinion of others. You know, it's just living a life that you feel aligned with, a life you love, and a life you are proud of, you know. But when you're living for others, it means you're living to please them. Living for others means you're living for external validation and approval and caring about what other people think. Then basically you're setting your goals based on what others want for you, like I mentioned, your parents. Are you know, chasing what society deems as success. Sorry. Like, for example, you know, they always say, oh, you gotta be a doctor, you gotta be a lawyer, because, you know, they make a lot of money. But at the same time, your skill, your passion is being a hairdresser. And, you know, I remember in 8th grade when I was speaking with my religious education teacher, she was saying that she wanted to become a hairdresser initially, and their mother said no, because whatever. And right now, I mean, the hairdressing industry is actually booming. A lot of persons are getting their hair done, they're getting their lace wigs done, you know, their braids, their knotless, and all that stuff. And it's expensive to do hair, you know, especially if you want the tall hair and so on. So yeah. So we could just clarify, but let me just speak about living for yourself and not living for others doesn't mean you should be live a selfish life, you know, without considering other people. You know, not to be selfish just means, you know, putting your own needs first and making choices that's aligned with your values, you know, doing things because you want to and not because other people are influencing you to do them, you know. So, you know, if you want to help others and it's coming from an authentic place, then fine, awesome. However, don't do it because you feel like you're obligated or feel pressured to do it. You know, understand, say, your life in your hand, you can't give it the power to anybody else. You're taking that power from yourself. So basically, you have to know what you want. And if you want some tips to live for yourself, I'll be more than happy to give those tips to you. So, you know, number one, know yourself and know what you want. You know, first things first, you have to know yourself and say, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes you don't really know what you want, basically. And you're not yet confident in your, you know, your subconscious, your inner voice. Or you haven't had enough life experience, you know, to show yourself what you want. So it's kind of hard. You actually wouldn't know whether it will actually make you happy or not. So everything that you think will make you happy is just based on the past. So if your experience is limited, you have a limited idea of who or what would make you happy. So it's actually important as well to go out and explore, to meet people, get new experience, you know, perspective, so you can open up your mind and see what you can do, what's possible. And along the way, just the same, you can decide what kind of life you want to live and say you want to live it for you and not anybody else. So you always have to, number two, you always have to be yourself, be a true, authentic self. You know, everybody have a different voice, everybody have their own personality, everybody have their own energy. So if you let that show, you know, it might feel uncomfortable or even awkward if you grow accustomed to filtering yourself or shifting who you are depending on the people around you. Because, you know, me personally, I used to do that. But then again, I try to adapt. Adaptability has become one of my top skills. Every day, or whenever we go out, or whenever we work, or whatever, we meet persons from different, like from diverse cultures, you know. And you tend to try to act a certain way they think. Go meet that person they. Oh baby, I'm sorry, my baby. You're gonna act a certain way because you think the person will accept you, or you're gonna seem cooler. However, that's not so. I've tried to adapt by, you know, finding out how one's personality is, and then I try to, you know, ensure that, you know, I be myself. However, I don't say anything that, you know, they might feel offended by or anything. So that's basically how I adapt. You know, I know sometimes, you know, learning to be yourself is almost like letting go, you know, allowing yourself to be honest, allowing yourself to be real, you know, listen to intuition and be a true self, you know. Follow what gets you excited, you know, or sparks your curiosity, even if it's something that not everybody goes for. It's something that's not popular. Unapologetically. What? I'm sorry. I cannot. I said that so confident. Anyways, be yourself. And if it's kind of hard to be yourself, just keep practicing and one day you'll get there. But as number three, I think you should set your own standards, you know, create your own definitions for happiness and success and the kind of life you want to live. I remember speaking with my friend Neville, and I, we have a lot of good discussions, you know. He is one of my motivators, you know, and Neville and I were speaking, you know, and he said sometime, you know, and I'm gonna quote Neville. He said, "Cause it's the fear of being judged and the potential confrontation that comes with it that many of us are afraid of. I understand that 9 times out of 10, someone's problems with you aren't even about you, but rather about their own desires or insecurities. Break free from people who constantly judge and discourage you under the disguise, I just want the best for you." Which brings us back to being yourself, loving yourself, setting your own standards, living for yourself, finding your happiness. Then we move on to appreciating who you are. So no matter how weird you are or how weird person say you are, appreciate yourself. You know, each person is unique and everyone has at least a little weirdness in themselves. And if you or anybody else say them no weird or have little tips, if you want like a spoon for like grain of weirdness, then something is wrong, man. You can't just be so bland. You have to have a mystery. There's something different about you. Everybody's unique. Also, be confident with who you are. Don't you ever doubt yourself. You know, doubting yourself can be very easy if you know you're constantly comparing yourself to others and wondering, what if me can't do this, or why couldn't I be doing this? You know, instead of doubting yourself all the time, be confident with yourself. And be confident with who you are. Because, you know, showing confidence in yourself and your decisions will also help others that you know to be confident about themselves. Because energy passes around, basically. So when somebody see that you know, have a problem with who you are and that, hey, you don't care. No matter how me said this about her, she just done business. Then that's a motivation for others. So, you know, be confident. And you know, sometimes we must forgive ourselves when we have negative thoughts about ourselves. You know, forgive yourself. You know, forgive yourself. It's very important to forgive yourself. Stop being negative about yourself as well. It's easy to be negative as well, you know. When it comes to being happy, it is vital that you learn to be yourself and to be more positive. You can also find a hobby that you love. You know, everybody has something that they like. You know, that they love to do. Figure out what that is for you. I found recording podcasts. Yes, I like to talk, and this has been a very good experience so far for me. Of course, sometimes I'm at a block. However, I always pick myself back up with motivation from my friends, and I record. Find something you love and make a hobby out of it, because doing what you love can make you much happier. And last but not least, learn from your mistakes. You can really learn more about yourself when you make a mistake, and mistakes in life do not always have to be negative. You know, think about what went wrong and where it went wrong. Learn from it and move on. Now, today's Friday, you know, and we are at the end of our Feel Good Friday edition. However, I am not feeling good this Friday, I must admit, because I'm still, even though I'm not in America, I'm still feeling the aftermath of the murder of, you know, George Floyd. It has been something that is still, you know, still in the air. And it's hard on a lot of persons. America is in shambles right now, and we just gotta pray. You know? It could be prophecy that's fulfilling. Well, it is prophecy that is being fulfilled, however. Pray. Let us continue to pray, you know, that these people repent and, you know, change their ways, because it's not easy. But we're saving the topic for another time. Thank you guys so much
for actually taking the time out to listen to my podcast. That is if you're at the end. I really appreciate it. Sometimes I think my voice is cringy and you guys sit it out and listen, so I appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. So thank you guys so much. I hope you guys are enjoying your Friday evening, and I really hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode.